Paul's thorn is for us.
Our thorns are for others.
Our thorns are for others.
So we endure things for others. Mm-hmm. And remember that your challenge is someone else's blessing.
Yeah.
And when you bless others, the blessing always comes back in some shape, way, or form. Because our God is a God, He's a rewarder of those who do the right thing.
Yeah. Sharing our testimony. Yeah. So it's like we go through these struggles, you know what I'm saying? We have these struggles and things that we're going through, and it's like, oh my gosh, why am I going through this?
And when we overcome, we're sitting on a gold mine of wisdom and power and all of these things. But the enemy will try to get us to not share that wisdom.
We have to share our testimonies. Mm-hmm. We have to share what we went through. What we were going through. Because it's through that sharing that people were relating with it and see that you overcame what you did to go through it. And it's like, oh, and I've done it many times. People are like, yo, I'm so glad you shared that with me or that, whatever. Because I was going through the same thing and I didn't know how or what.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so many people think they out there doing it on their own or by themselves and nobody else is going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Sacred life. Sacred life. Life, the sacred life, living a life, the sacred, sacred.
What up, this is your boy Twain, owner of Sacred Apparel, the world's number one inspiration, motivation, urban streetwear brand.
And Anna Johnson, owner of Sacred Life Coaching.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode
29. Yes. 29.
What up, people? How are you great people doing today? Ms. Johnson, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful.
And today we will be discussing life, relationship, business, the Bible, and of course,
how to live the sacred life.
Yes, how to live, I forgot, didn't you?
Nah.
How to live the sacred life. So, times have been interesting.
A lot. A
lot of things changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of things in the horizon. Mm-hmm. It's been nice. So, today's discussion is Paul's thorn. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. His thorn was for us. Okay?
Okay.
I kind of, it's like the title, I didn't know exactly what to call it. So, it's like Paul's thorn is for us. Our thorns are for others.
There we go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's it.
Thorns are for others.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
His thorns for us.
So I guess, you know, part of that is like people that are listening and even on our own overcomer journey, we've had challenges.
Lots of
challenges. Had struggles.
Yeah.
And we've been hard pressed.
And don't forget the struggles.
Yeah.
And the struggles.
Yeah. And the challenges.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
That camper living, baby.
Oh, yeah. Like raising,
that was interesting.
Raising, you know, six children.
Yeah.
Still raising six children.
Still
for
raising.
The most part. And then being parents to adult children. Talk about challenges, right?
Yeah.
Then being entrepreneurs. Talk about challenges.
On top of challenges.
On top of challenges. Hallelujah. Yeah. But, you know. As an overcomer coach, I help people all the time work on overcoming their challenges.
You probably hear a ton of challenges and stuff.
But even like my own challenges have become a cistern that gives lots of water for people that are going through a challenge.
Right.
You know, because if you've been there, done that. Hopefully you've learned something during that challenge.
If you ain't learned that, you're probably retaking that test over and don't even know it.
Right. So hopefully you've learned something on that challenge and you've mastered overcoming, then you're able to provide solutions.
Can we really master overcoming?
Well, yes, we can.
We can? Okay.
Yes, we can. How do you master overcoming?
That's a good question.
How do you master that? You get so good at overcoming that it's an automatic reflex.
Mm, nice. Okay.
So, like, you know, remember that time you were in your feelings and I said...
Which time?
That one where I said, you eat challenges...
Suck it up, buttercup?
Other one. You eat challenges for breakfast. You eat challenges for breakfast. That's the thing, like, that it has to become so a part of who you are that is mastery.
Yeah.
Mastery is not keeping the challenges away. It's being able to roll roll with the punches. Yeah, yeah, roll with the punches. And be have that endurance.
Gotcha.
That endurance.
Okay.
And the lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
The lessons.
Make sure they stick.
Yeah. Make sure they stick. That faith muscle, you're building it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, our challenges are meant to be embraced.
Now, that's the rough one, embracing your challenges. Yeah. And see, I've heard many times you've talked about that as far as your mascot, your logo, the porcupine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She talks about embracing that porcupine, embracing those challenges.
No, it's embracing. It's embracing your porcupine.
Yeah, your porcupine.
And
I'm sorry.
And it's not always it's most often not a friendly porcupine. So it is literally bringing that porcupine in, wrapping your arms around it, mm-hmm. and it will produce some pain, but you don't let go until it produces life.
Right.
So, yeah.
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 That's what it is. So yeah, let us open with prayer, and then we're going to dive
we've
in.
Kind of,
so that would be kind of like
we've already got.
Yeah, we step into the.
We're in the meat of it already, so let's go ahead and pray.
Word up, go.
Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory, Father. We thank you for every listener that's hearing these words right now, Father. We pray that they would be encouraged on their overcomer journey, Father. Father, your word says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the testimony of our faith, Father. Your word tells us that we will have many trials and tribulations and persecution in this life. Mm. But Father, oh, how we strive forward towards the prize of eternity with our Savior, Father. And so, Father, we just pray that you would be glorified and magnified in this time that we have set apart unto you, Yah, for your kingdom expansion, for your children, and for your glory. In Yeshua's name we pray. Hallelujah.
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 Nice. All right. So, Paul's thorn was for us. Our struggles aren't. Our thorns are for
others.
Others.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the scripture that I have is 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. It says, because of these surpassing great revelations, therefore, in order to keep men from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with Yah to take it away from me.
I think the KJV says thrice.
But he said to me, my son, my grace is sufficient to you. Okay, I'm dead.
Yeah.
He said, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
Glory, hallelujah.
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ power may rest on
glory,
me.
Hallelujah. Now, Paul's got an overcomer mindset right there.
Yeah. That sounds like one of them couch moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a couch moment. Like, if y'all know the couch moment, like, I go
with the Holy Spirit.
I sit on her couch. I'm like, Anna, look, I need to talk.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
He had a couch moment with the Holy Spirit because that revelation didn't come from Paul. It came from the Holy Spirit.
Right. Right.
You know, our carnal man wants things to be perfect.
Comfortable, easy.
Yeah, and perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
But you know what we say about perfect.
But when I say perfect, I'm referencing like where there's no struggle, there's no challenge, there's no work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's still the same thing. Like, I mean, for something to be perfect, you got to keep at it. You got to keep doing it over and over. But at the same time, even when you think it's perfect, it's still not perfect. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Because it could always be better. So you got to continuously going at it and working towards it to overcome it.
So I'm so glad we're talking about this because it reminds me of the steps in my book, The Overcomer's Guide.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in part of that book, it talks about how challenges are just a natural part of life and that in the beginning, God did present a challenge for us, meaning the challenge to subdue. And to take dominion, to be fruitful and to multiply.
Yeah.
But especially in American culture, there's this really strong emphasis on comfort, easy.
So many people being lazy.
Yeah, easy. Comfort and easy.
Entitlement.
Yes, that too.
So much entitlement with this generation.
But we have to remember that our king is a servant king.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Yeshua said that the greatest of these shall serve them all.
Yeah.
And so
you shall serve.
So serving law. So we endure things for others. Mm-hmm. And remember that your challenge is someone else's blessing.
Yeah.
And when you bless others, the blessing always comes back in some shape, way, or form.
It comes back.
Because our God is a God, He's a rewarder of those who do the right thing.
Yeah. And it goes to what you, I don't know who you mm-hmm. was talking to, but it's like sharing our testimony.
Yeah.
So it's like we go through these struggles. You know what I'm saying? We have these struggles and things that we're going through, and it's like, oh my gosh, why am I going through this?
And when we overcome, we're sitting on a gold mine of wisdom and power and all of these things. But the enemy will try to get us to not share that wisdom.
We have to share our testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
We have to share what we went through. You know what I'm saying? What we were going through. Because it's through that sharing that people were relating with it and see that you overcame what you did to go through it. And it's like, oh, and I've done it many times. People are like, yo, I'm so glad you shared that with me or that, whatever. Because I was going through the same thing and I didn't know how or what.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so many people think they're out there doing it on their own or by themselves and nobody else is going through it.
Mm-hmm. And so that brings me back to the book again, is that, you know, what part of the book talks about embracing the porcupine, embracing those challenges.
Listen, if y'all hadn't gotten the book, she breaks down in 8 steps.
Simple steps. Not easy, but simple steps.
On how to come, I say all life's challenges.
It's true.
My word,
yeah,
all.
It's true. Shalom, hi, Anna Johnson with Sacred Life Coaching, and I am your Overcomer Coach. Hello to you. I'm going to encourage you today to purchase the Overcomer's Guide, 8 Steps to Overcoming Every Life and Spiritual Challenge. Are you tired of being stuck in a challenge or tired of having those challenges happen and you don't know what to do? Well, I have the book for you. I have broke down overcoming into 8 simple steps. Be sure to get it today and start accelerating your Overcomer journey. You can get that book at overcomingdaily.com. Till next time, have an Overcomer Day. Shalom. So in the book, it talks about embracing the porcupine,
mm-hmm.
but it also talks about really figuring out why your challenge is there.
Mm-hmm.
Paul saw, and this is in the book. Okay. I'm just getting this down right now. It's in the book. This particular scripture is not in the book,
mm-hmm.
but the elements of it is in the book.
Okay.
And part of that is that Paul, he worked the steps. He confessed his need. Step 1 is confess your need for the Father.
Right.
He went in prayer. He was confessing. Then he, it's not an exact order, but then, you know, the second step is ask for forgiveness, making sure you're in proper alignment with the Father.
So Paul even followed the steps in her
book. Yes, which is humbling yourself before the Father.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that third step is naming your challenge.
Mm.
3 times he stated his challenge. And then the 4th step is seeking revelation.
Sure.
So he sought as to how can he overcome this? Why is this thing here? And guess what? You know.
Father showed him that it's a reason for it.
So 3 times, and part of that is in the book is like seeking revelation. Is the step after that is wait and pursue. How many times did he seek?
Three.
So he prayed, he waited. And then it still didn't go away, so he pursued mm-hmm. revelation again. He pursued revelation again. And then when revelation came, he walked in it.
Mm.
And that's the 8th step, is walking revelation. And what is that walking in it? He's like, you know what? He had the revelation, this is here to humble me. This is here to glorify the Father, that the Father is made strong in my weakness.
Right.
And he embraced that revelation.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So look.
And so, you know, if you're going through a challenge right now, if you have a thorn in your side, working these particular...
Your side, your foot, wherever
it
is.
You know, working, air quotes for those that are listening, not watching the video, but like if you've got a, air quotes, thorn in your side, then, you know, making sure that, you know, working those steps and saying, Father, why is this here? And instead of murmuring and complaining,
because that ain't gonna do nothing for it.
I was just reading. Matter of fact, I was just reading the numbers today about how the Father got so irritated with Israel that he fire, like he came out like that fire that got the outskirts of the camp. People were going down because they were complaining. Yeah. But
he hates murmuring and complaining.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a lack of gratitude and it's a lack of acknowledgement that He is our God.
Yeah,
but. you know, if you're going through a challenge right now, if you have that thorn in your side, then really just leaning into the Father and first confessing your need for Him. Mm-hmm. Father, I've got this thing going on. I need you.
Yeah.
And then that second step would be, Father, if I have done something, if I have sinned against you,
show me.
Forgive me. Mm-hmm. And then that third step is like, this is what I'm going through. How do I overcome?
Yeah.
And then the Father will, you wait and pursue and you embrace whatever He shows you. So, and you praise Him in the process. And
all the while you're going through, you gotta
exactly
praise Him in the fire.
That's step number seven.
Praise Him in the fire.
Yeah, and then step number six is focusing and operating in those blessings. Mm. And Paul, even though he had that thorn in his side, what was he doing?
Still praising.
He was working the oil. He was working the oil that Yah, the gifts that Yah placed in him. He didn't say, well,
all the while he was going through it.
Yeah. He didn't say, well, I'm just going to have to take a break until I get right and wait for this revelation. No, he kept pushing forward in the ministry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we all, like, we're all born, we're all created with purpose. We're all created with God having a plan
for us.
And
everyone has a purpose. Everyone
has
something you're supposed to be doing. If you don't know it, seek Him. Seek what it is.
Goodness. Myron Golden always says, you say, go to headquarters to seek. Go to headquarters to get the plan or something like that. And so we always have to go to our master, our great commander, and say, going to headquarters for a command. So, asking the Father, like, what am I supposed to be doing in this season? What am I supposed to be doing with this challenge?
Yeah.
Like, is this something that I need, that you want to squash in my life? Is there something you want me to endure?
Is something of enduring time?
Yeah, because some challenges are something that we're literally, like, overcoming. And some challenges are literally just there to keep us where we need to be. Mm-hmm. Humble.
Yeah, very.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. And we may need that. We may need that reminder to keep us from operating in pride.
Right.
And exploding, like self-destruction.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing it all in the name of the kingdom, yeah.
And people, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
And nobody said it was going to be easy.
That's wonderful.
You can't not once show me nowhere in the world where you said this walk was going to be easy.
Right. But and remember, we're not here for us. Mm-mm. We are here to create, we are here to connect, and we are here to contribute.
Yeah.
We should be connecting with our God first and foremost, and we do that through the blood of Yeshua. The Messiah makes that possible, that we can connect with Him and we can walk with Him.
And, always creating.
Yes.
Always
and we, creating. We're creators because we're made in God's image, and then we need to be contributing, not to like our own selves, but if we give and we serve, that will naturally take care of us.
Yeah.
We don't have to act like impoverished children that don't know where our next piece of bread is going to come from.
You're a creator.
Water, yeah.
You're a creator. Great.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So I think
that's it, baby.
Yeah. I
think we hit y'all in here with enough. Look, hit the link below and get the book. You know what I mean? That's going to really, you'll really get understand more of what she's saying.
There's nothing like reading it and seeing it and having the other contents and elements that go with it.
Yeah.
For those of you that are listening and not don't have that visual, you can go to sacredapparel.net to get the book, or you can go to my store at the
overcomingdaily.com.
Overcomingdaily.com.
Yeah.
That's the Overcomer's Guide, 8 Steps to Overcoming Life and Spiritual Challenges.
Yes, all life spiritual challenges.
And listen, we're not trying to sell anything.
But
we weren't even thinking about the book
it's not in none of our stuff. So.
Yeah.
But it was perfect. It fit right in. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
So yeah.
Hallelujah.
And so short, sweet, you know what I mean? Our closing scripture is Proverbs 16:3. This is one of my favorite ones. This isn't the one, but you know what I'm saying.
One of them. Yeah.
That's all 16:3, you know, that's the one about the entrepreneur, about doing yourself and dedicating everything out. So I thought that's what this one was. But this says, commit to Yahweh whatever you do, and He will establish your plans.
Lord, hallelujah.
Commit it to Him, and He will establish your plans. He will.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was just quoting that this morning.
Really?
Yeah, remember?
No.
I quote, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your steps.
Yeah.
Because He is our
God. So, yeah, I mean, He got you. He got your back.
Hallelujah.
So yeah, so thank you for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. Be sure to follow us on our social networks, sacredlifepodcast.com. I don't know if I told you, I got rid of the Instagram for the Sacred Life Podcast because we don't do nothing on there. There's nothing. So yeah, I mean, if you want to follow the podcast, go to one of our Instagrams, Sacred Apparel, or Sacred Life Coaching, because we changed so many names. Listen, people, I'm working with her about changing her names. To, I want it all the same. But she, you know, she's a tough cookie, so y'all help me. So, Twitter.
Listen, you tell the audience what you need.
Okay, yes. Follow Sacred Apparel, sacredapparel.net, Instagram, at Sacred Apparel, Facebook, / Sacred Apparel, Twitter, at Sacred Apparel. You follow the Overcomer Coach, Instagram, at Sacred Life Coaching, Facebook, Sacred Life Coaching LLC. What's your other Facebook?
Overcomer Coach Anna,
mm-hmm. and Twitter, Sacred Coach Anna.
That's right.
That's it.
Right. So yeah, definitely check me out on sacredlifecoaching.com.
Get the book.
Yeah. And there was something else I was going to tell these guys, but I can't remember what it was.
Crickets.
Yeah. He can't read my mind.
I try to steal your eyes.
20 years of being together, you still can't read my mind. I don't know,
certain things I still got you, but.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right.
Still ain't got it? I'll try to drag it out. Well, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Sacred life. Sacred life.